Where no president has gone before. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. President Biden is about to visit a Palestinian hospital in a Jerusalem neighborhood never before visited by a U.S. president. He will then go to the West Bank for a meeting with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas, bringing a $300 million U.S. aid package. Later today, the president departs Israel for Jeddah for meetings with leaders in Saudi Arabia.
I'll be carrying a direct message. Message of peace and extraordinary opportunities that a more stable and integrated region could bring to the region and, quite frankly, the whole world.
On Thursday, the president and Israeli Prime Minister Lapid signed an agreement pledging that Iran will not be permitted to develop a nuclear weapon. But the bad economic news continued back home with an update on wholesale prices.
The Producer Price Index measures the costs of goods and services at the wholesale level before they reach consumers. Those prices were 11.3% higher in June than they were 12 months before, the fastest increase since 1981. The Labor Department says nearly 90% of this annual increase is from inflation in oil, natural gas, and other types of energy. This report follows Wednesday's CPI data showing inflation for consumers was 9.1% higher last month than in June of last year.
Fox's Rich Edson. Senate Majority Leader Schumer reportedly telling senators to be prepared to vote next week on the CHIPS Act that would boost domestic semiconductor production. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo urging passage.
It's in the interest of every American so we can sleep easy at night knowing our national security is protected and China won't eat our lunch to pass this bill, particularly the CHIPS component, because that's the most time sensitive, and I hope they do the right thing.
The bill would provide tax incentives to chip manufacturers to produce more in the United States. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The Secret Service disputing claims by the Inspector General that it deleted thousands of text messages sent around the time of last year's incursion at the Capitol.
In a letter reviewed by the AP and sent to the House and Senate Homeland Security Committees, the Department of Homeland Security Office of Inspector General said Secret Service texts were erased as part of a device replacement program. But that happened after the Inspector General had requested records of electronic communications between the agents from January 5th and 6th. But a spokesman for Secret Service said the agency is cooperating with the probe and that they were resetting their phones as part of a long-planned process in late January. The watchdog requested electronic communications in February after the migration was underway. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
Former President Trump posting a tribute on social media to his first wife, Ivana, calling her a wonderful, beautiful, and amazing woman who led a great and inspirational life. Ivana Trump found dead in her Manhattan apartment Thursday. She was 73. New York City police say they do not suspect foul play. A once prominent South Carolina attorney charged by a grand jury Thursday with killing his wife and son.
The indictments against Alex Murdaugh were handed up by a grand jury in Colleton County. They charge Murdaugh with killing his wife Maggie with a rifle and his son Paul with a shotgun. Murdaugh has continually denied he was involved in their deaths. Several state police investigations over the last year found Murdaugh stealing millions of dollars from the small town firm his family has run for more than 100 years. His lawyer says he had no motive to kill his wife and son. Murdaugh faces 30 years to life if convicted. Prosecutors could seek the death penalty because more than one person was killed. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.